What's up, everyone? All right, so I hope you guys all had a great 4th of July. Here we are back at it Thursday morning, $7,700. Green is good. I am happy about that. So, you know, this is kind of a holiday week. I did well on Monday, gave back a little bit on Tuesday. Here today, boom, right back at it, and well, still got tomorrow. So as of right now, I'm up over 10,000 on the week, which is my minimum weekly goal, 10,000 a week, 40, 50,000 a month, you know, plus or minus. That keeps me on track for the $500,000 year. So I'm all good there. If I can make some money tomorrow, finish up the week strong, I'm certainly happy with that. Today's a day where I did take a lot of trades. There were a lot of things moving off the high a day scanner, not as much off the gap scanner, but kind of a little flurry of activity between 9:45 and 10:15. So got a bunch of trades, traded 8 different stocks, which is a lot for me, but made money on all except for 2 of them. So, you know, good day overall. So we'll break it all down today in our midday market recap. And remember, guys, if you have any questions, any comments, leave them below. I'll come back through and answer them later. And hey, this is a great time to join Warrior Trading because we're hosting our 4th of July sales. So come over to warriortrading.com, check out the sales, check out the specials, and become part of the Warrior Trading family. All right, so enjoy today's midday market recap. All right, everyone. So we're going to do our midday market recap, go over the trades from today, finishing the morning up $7,718.38. That is pretty good. Made $8,000 on Monday, which was great. Tuesday, lost $2,800. So now today, made back what I lost on Tuesday, plus going even further into the green. So I'm up about $11,000 this week in 3 days of trading. Not bad at all. So I'm feeling good about that. I'm still taking it a little bit easy because I think we're still in kind of a holiday trading environment where you just have to be a little bit more cautious. Biggest share size today was 10,000 shares, whereas on Monday I was trading with 17,000 as my biggest position. So I could have made more today if I was a little more aggressive, but I also had a couple losses and, you know, just I didn't want to, I don't know, after the red day yesterday or on Tuesday, I really just wanted to get myself back into the green. And then once I was doing well, I was like, all right, now I can, you know, start to amp it up a little bit. So we're going to break down the trades from today and talk a little bit about the market environment that we're in right now. But just as a reminder for everyone, we are extending our 4th of July sale. So the coupon code FIREWORK is still active. Save 30% on the Warrior Starter Course, which includes chat room access, trading simulator access, and the first 4 classes of my day trade course. Or you can save 30% on the Warrior Pro Course, which gives you access to the scanners, the chat room, the simulator, all of the classes, plus classes on swing trading, options trading, and we've got some new classes coming soon, which will be really exciting. But I'm not going to give that away quite yet, but just know that as a member of the Warrior Pro, when we release new classes, you get access to those new classes as well. All right, so I just want to remind everyone on that, and now let's go over the trades from today. So I'm going to put my camera down in the bottom corner. There we go. So you can see a number of stocks I traded today. You know, again, not a day where I just took one trade and was done. I traded, 2, 4, 6, 8 different stocks. So pretty active today. And what I said this morning is that I think today is going to be a day we're focusing primarily on the high a day momentum scanner. I don't think we're going to be getting a lot on the gap scanner. So every day starts the same way. For those of you that were hanging out yesterday when I was doing the Q&A by the pool at my house, we talked a little bit about the process of finding stocks to trade, something that at the beginning for me was daunting. And I know that I signed up for tons of newsletters and, you know, hot penny stock alerts and all that stuff because I just didn't know where to find stocks to trade. I mean, I just had no idea. And when I got started, the technology of scanning was sort of, it wasn't what it is today. It's come such a long way. And it gives you guys such a huge advantage because this allows us to get right to the strong stocks to trade each morning. So we run this scan right here, And this is a scan of all the stocks gapping up more than 5% in the entire market. So from thousands, over 10,000 stocks to choose from, we've now narrowed it down to this list right here of the ones in green, which is like, I don't know, 30 stocks or something like that. And I really focus on the top 10 or so. So, you know, from here up. Now, these stocks are all gapping up actually more than 10%. The biggest gapper is 144%, which is huge. And you might think, geez, if a stock's already up 144%, you missed the move. And that's true if you're an investor. That's true if you're thinking about buying the stock and holding it for the next 6 weeks. But as a trader, just because it's up 144% doesn't mean you couldn't still scalp 10 or 15% profit. So the whole approach with day trading, if you put $1,000 today into a mutual fund, a year from now, you'd pull out $100 of profit at best. You'd probably pull out $80 of profit. 8% is the average return. So it takes you one whole year to make that $80. Now, in contrast, what a mutual fund does is it buys shares of hundreds of different stocks. So one of those stocks may go up, 20%, but then the others that go down, it all kind of evens out. So you get these small moves. So the thing is, every single day, there's a stock that moves 20 to 30% every single day. And so our job is to find that stock. And if, let's say, you put that $1,000 all into one stock and that stock goes up 10% in one day, you just made $100 in one day. You made the same as you would make an entire year with a mutual fund, you did it in one day. And what if you do it again tomorrow? You make another $100. Do it again the next day, you make another $100. And that's what we do as traders. Now, obviously, putting all your eggs in one basket is risky. That's why day trading is considered a high risk form of investment or a high risk trading strategy. It is, because obviously if that one stock that you put your money into drops by 50%, you're gonna lose half of your account. And that wouldn't happen with a mutual fund. However, once you learn how to pick strong stocks to trade, what you'll realize is that you're mitigating your risk. You're no longer going to be positioning yourself where if it goes wrong, you're losing half of your investment. If it goes wrong, you're maybe losing $100 and you take the loss. So yeah, a 10% loss is a lot, but on a good day, you might actually make 20 or even 30%. And so that's what we're doing every single day. So this scanner helps me find the stocks that have the potential to make that big move in just one day. So today, ANW was on the scans. This one I actually wasn't incredibly interested in. The float was 32 million shares, which to me was a little on the high side. For those that aren't aware of float, this is the number of shares available to trade. Every company has a float. So lower floats mean less supply. That means when you've got high demand, which often comes when a stock is up 144%, you can have that imbalance between supply and demand and the stock can go up really quickly. So this one I wasn't very interested in, but the pivot was $1.80. If it had broken over $1.80, I would have been looking for a retest of the pre-market high right here, and that didn't happen. So it opened and it faded, no trade, no trigger, didn't touch it. All right, next one down, DFBG. Now DFBG I did trade. You'll see my trade on it right here, $680. So on this one, this was already gapping up 100%, which is a big move. There was news down here that they were buying a global brands division, which is interesting. And so I was watching it out of the gates for a retest of the pre-market highs. So this one had a pivot right here at 640. This was the pivot. I was getting in at 640 for the test of high of day. The high of day was 71. So as soon as the bell rings, I jumped in this at 634 and 637. As I saw the volume coming into it, I anticipated as it started squeezing up. And then I added, actually I didn't add, I just got in right there. And then I sold at 644, 659, and 658 as it came up to this little resistance point. So right there on that very first trade was about $400. I sold the rest as it came back down, stopping out at $6. So small win there. $400 is for me a small win. All right, now this consolidates sideways, sells off a little bit, and then right here it starts to curl back up, and I got back in it. So let's scroll down to where I got back in it. I got back in at 624 as it's curling up right here. So it pulls back for a second on this red candle, and as it surges back up, I get in at 624. I add at 640 and 642, going for a high a day break, and then I actually stopped out of some of the position for a loss right here, and then suddenly it pops up to 280. I sell the remaining 200 shares I'm holding, and then I decide to add at 80, thinking now it has a chance of breaking $7, but it really didn't. It tapped this level and kind of consolidated here before selling off. So I made back another $280 on it or something. Let's see, $280, finished up 680, which was fine, but it didn't hold up really, really well. And then it came back down here and sold off 10% in less than 5 minutes, and then it continued lower after resuming from a halt. So a little bit tricky there, but this is a gap and go trade. So this was right off the scanners pre-market, and this is how I found $680 of profit in the market. All right, next one down, GBR. We were watching this one just because it's obviously been really active the last couple days. Really big moves on Monday, big sell-off on Tuesday. And so here Thursday, I kind of was like, well, maybe it's worth watching. And you can see right here, it squeezes up from 460 all the way up to a high of 625. Look at that move in four candles. So this is an opportunity. When a stock goes up 30% or 40% in 4 minutes, there's an opportunity there. And you're either capturing it and making money or you're sitting on the sidelines. And those of you watching on YouTube and Facebook, you might not realize that there's hundreds of thousands of traders all around the world doing what I'm doing. Doing this same thing, coming into the market every single morning to trade. We've got over 500,000 followers between Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and of course we've got our members in the chat room. There's a lot of people doing this. And so what we're all looking for is pretty much the same thing. We're looking for a stock that's gonna make a big move, because when it makes that big move, even if you only capture a fraction of it, that fraction is a much bigger amount of profit than you'd ever capture on something like, you know, ExxonMobil or Bank of America or, you know, something like that. All right, so it squeezes up here to a high of 625. It pulls back. I got in for a micro pullback entry here on the 1 minute. I'm buying at 590 and I'm selling up through six, and quickly with 5,000 shares making about 20 cents, which was $975 of profit. So with that trade, I was up over $1,000 on the day, which was great. Felt good about that. So I had GBR, DFBG, so those two. And then I was watching at that point the scanners. So, my two from the watch list was GBR as a maybe and DFBG as a maybe. XPLR was a buyout, so that one wasn't in play. ANW, the float was too high, so that one I wasn't interested in. CLRB was too cheap, so I don't like that, and the volume was too low anyways. ERB, the float is too high, so I didn't like that one. DGLY, volume's too low. VLRX, actually didn't really look very closely at this one. And LBIX, I was looking at, but it sold off. So really, these were the two that were worth watching, and I made money on both of them, which is a great way to start the day. All right, so that's how I find my first couple trades. So from 9:30 to like 9:35, I'm usually trading those stocks off my first morning watch list to try to build my cushion on the day. Once I have a cushion on the day, now I feel like I'm in the driver's seat and I can start taking a little bit of risk if we're seeing good momentum in the market, and that's what we were seeing. So I was like, all right, now time to watch the high day momentum scanner. This scanner shows me stocks in real time squeezing up. Again, this tool wasn't available to me when I first started trading, so the fact that you guys have it is, you just have such a leg up on where I was when I was first getting into the market. So we see a couple stocks hit the scanners. TGC starts hitting at 171. So I'm like, TGC, and someone calls it out, hey, this is spiking up. So I look at it and I'm like, yep, TGC. We traded this one on Tuesday, just the other day, and it had made this big move from 97 cents all the way to $2.50, right? So huge move, that's 150% in one day. If you put your $1,000 in right here, you're making, your account went from 1,000 to 2,500 in one day, which would be crazy. So I made some money on that on whatever day it was. And then here we have it squeezing up. So I jumped in with 10,000 shares thinking it was going to make a big move and maybe get halted. I thought if it could break over $2, we might retest yesterday's high. So I jump in, it squeezes up to a high of 191, and then it starts coming back down. And so I ended up selling at like 180, maybe 185, right in that area. It just didn't hold up, and I sold the rest as it came down right here. So, and on this candle, it broke down. So it was enough to make $1,000. The stock went up from $1.50 up to $1.90, which is about 25%. That's a 25% move from there to there. So 25% move, and I captured, maybe 5% of it or something like that. I didn't capture the whole thing, but I captured enough of it to make $1,000. So green is good. All right, next one down. So we're still watching the scanners. TGC, there it is. GBR, that's that trade. We talked about that already. DFBG does the red to green move. We talked about that trade. And then there's PRAN, P-R-A-N. So PRAN hits the scanners, and initially I wasn't that interested in it. I just sort of thought that it was, when it first hit the scans, it hit a high of 230, and I didn't buy it. I just sort of was like, I'm not sure about this one. Here's my concern. The 200 moving average is right here at $2.40, and we're really close to that at 230. So I don't buy it. It drops all the way down here to 195, and then it's sort of consolidating sideways. So what this ended up doing is it ended up forming a little bit of a pullback here, and it's flagging on the 1 minute chart. See how it's flagging here? And so just the way we said, we were talking about those pivots pre-market, I thought that if this broke over this descending line, which I just draw here, just kind of at the top to there, if it broke over this line, I'd be a buyer. So I said, guys, I'm watching to be a buyer over this level here of 220. If it breaks this level, this is where I want to get in. It breaks 220, I buy, and it pops up to a high of 251. So that's 30 cents. So that right there is like a 15% move. 15% right there. Now it pulls back for a second, and then I add for the 1 minute micro pullback right here, adding it 45 for the first 1 minute candle to make a new high. It pops up to 58. I take a little profit there, and then I stop out of the rest. So this gave us two little patterns, the one right here and the one right here. And both of those were small opportunities for profit, giving me $892 right there. So another good green trade. All right, so at this point, I'm up about $2,700 on the day. I think right around $2,700. TIK hits the scanners. I look at it, and I notice that it's a 5 cent tick, trading in 5 cent increments. So I say, nope, not interested in that. So I keep watching the scanners. There's TIK on there again. CCCR, this one was kind of interesting. It popped up and got halted at 10:09. There was news out on this one. So I was like, all right, sweet. There's news. It resumes. It hits a high of 55, and I got in at $1.50 with 10,000 shares. It pops up to a high of $1.68, but it didn't hold, and then it came back down, and I ended up taking a $215 loss on it. So, I don't know. I step up to the plate with it, but it just didn't really hold up very well. So I took a loss on that one. All right, so next one on the scans, ABIL. All right, so we'd been watching ABIL for a couple of days. We were sort of stalking it, waiting for the first candle to make a new high. And that happened last week on the 29th, and it didn't hold up very well. And then the last couple of days it's been consolidating. And I just sort of had said, guys, keep it on watch. I don't know if it's going to be today or it's going to be next week, but I think this is one that's worth watching. So we're watching it. We've got it on the back burner over here on another scanner or on another chart. And I see this consolidation at $7.04. And I was like, yeah, it's interesting, but here's the problem. There's not enough volume, right? And I need more volume to trade it. So I just said, I'll just watch it. Well, then all of a sudden here, it pops up to $1.25, up to $1.50, and up to $1.87 and is halted. So kind of out of nowhere, it pops up here. And I added at I tried to get aggressive and add at 750, but I only filled 835 shares. The stock moved so fast and I was a little slow. Now, part of the reason that I was slow is because I wanted to wait for confirmation. I could have been accumulating it at $7 or $7.05, but I didn't trust that. I want to buy breakouts. This, I could have also accumulated it on Monday or Tuesday, but I don't want to do that because I don't want to just sit and hold these stocks. I want to get in when they're breaking out. So I wait for the breakout, and that means I'm paying a little bit of a higher price, and that's the price you pay for confirmation. I'm okay with that. All right, as you can see right now, I'm all cash. I've got zero positions in the market. So here's $7,000 plus $81,000, so $88,000 in my account, and it doesn't matter if the S&P 500 goes down today or goes up. I'm all cash right here in this account. So the risk is off. So I need to be able to get in on breakouts. So I see it starting to squeeze up here, and I'm like, okay, this is what we were looking for. So I'm gonna try to jump in at the half dollar. I tried to get in 7,500 shares at 750. I didn't fill, but I filled 835, which is like 10% of my order. And then I added at 779 and 787 and a little more at 787. I got another partial fill on that order. All right, so I'm getting partial fills. So now it's halted. Because what it did is it just moved up 70 cents in 2 minutes. 70 cents in 2 minutes is 10%. So this stock just moved 10% in 2 minutes. All right, it resumes and starts to squeeze up, as you can see right here. So as it resumes, it hits a high of 759. Now, if I had gotten my full 7,500 shares filled there, that right there would have been $7,500 of profit. That would have been nice. This could have been a $10,000 winner if I'd gotten a good fill, but I didn't. So let's just scroll down. All right, so I try to add at 32, and my order doesn't get filled. And so, you know, I try to jump in as it comes out of the halt. I don't get filled, and then I switch to trying to sell into the squeeze, looking to sell over the half dollar, selling just under, and then it's starting to come down. So there I'm getting nervous. So I sell a little bit here, like 2,200 shares, and then I add them right back as it squeezes back up. So here's the thing. You don't know if this is going to hold the levels or if it's just going to fade back down, because we've seen them go both directions. So what I often do is I take a little bit of profit off the table, reduce my risk, and then if it shows me strength and starts to curl back up, I add. And so you can see it consolidating. And what do you see happening here? This is that wedge pattern. Right? This is that flag. So where would you want to be a buyer of this stock? You guys tell me, where would you buy this pattern? We're watching it consolidate. The high of this candle is 850. The high of this candle right here is 847. Right? Exactly. The place you want to be getting in is 850. You want to be getting in for the first candle to make a new high, anticipating a break of this descending resistance line. All right? And what happens when that line breaks. Boom. You go from 850 all the way up to a high of $10. Okay, that's 20% just right there. So now this stock has basically gone up like 40% in 15 minutes of trading. So that's an opportunity. Okay, and so in this opportunity, I was able to make a total of $5,163, which was overall a great trade. But I probably could have made twice that if I'd gotten in at a better, if I'd gotten filled down here, and maybe if I hadn't sold some in here, and if I'd been more aggressive right here. I could have been more aggressive on this. And so that's the thing. I know today I made $7,000 and I could have done better. I could have made more money today. So that's kind of that big motivator that always gets you excited to come back tomorrow, because you can always do a little bit better. I don't think there's any trader in the world who would say, I couldn't be a little bit better. And if you're someone who's a little bit competitive or you're, you know, perfectionist or whatever, you want to keep getting better because you know that that means you're going to be more successful, more profitable, et cetera, et cetera. So anyways, this squeezes up, hits a high of $10. I actually added at the very high of nine, let's see, my highest entry on this, you can see I was scalping, was nine... Where was it? $9.99. I actually bought right at the highs, thinking it was going to break over 10. So I pretty much top ticked it, and I did give back a little bit of profit stopping out on this as it came back down at 74 and then the rest at 48. But I don't regret that because you never know how high these will go. This could have gone to $15 today, and on the daily chart, it didn't have any resistance until 11:44. So I knew it had that potential. And you know what? This thing might end up continuing tomorrow or, I don't know, going into next week. It's still not in bad shape. I mean, it's consolidating in this kind of pattern. It did stair step down right here, but it's not bad looking. So I'd keep it on watch tomorrow and see if maybe we do get more continuation. If it breaks over 11:44, next stop, you know, 14:56 is that next resistance point right up here. So that's the type of chart that I like. It does have potential there as it moves up. All right, so anyway, so that was ABIL, TAIT, this was a small scalp off the scanners. It hits the scanner, let's see, where is it? Oh, FRD, this is the loser. This one was kind of disappointing. I jumped in it at $9, was adding at $9.40, added at $9.50, and then it came all the way back down. So this one on the chart, you see, is just this big, like, kind of red candlestick. I thought it would be better because the daily chart was opening up, but I don't know. I guess there must have been people holding from back here that were selling or something. This one didn't hold up very well. So it popped up, it dropped down, it then curled back up to 9 and has now kind of come back down here. So who knows? We'll see where this one closes. Maybe there'll be something there, but I don't know. So that's FRD. And then TAIT hits the scanners. It hits 205. I don't buy it there. I wait for it to pull back for a second. It taps a high right here of 205, or actually, sorry, 211. It pulls back, and I was a buyer, as you can see here, over 211 and 215. It pops up to a high of 223 or 233, and I'm selling as it's popping up there. So total profit on that one of $460. So you add it all up, and that's a $7,000 day. Lots of trades today, more active than usual, but I wasn't super aggressive on share size. I could have been more aggressive, and I could have made more money. This could have been a $10,000, maybe even a $12,000 day if I'd been a little more aggressive on ABIL. But the thing is, I knew that we were still in holiday trading mode in a lot of ways. A lot of traders are out for the rest of the week, right? When you've got a holiday on a Wednesday, if you've made good money, you just take Thursday and Friday off, especially if you have a family and stuff like that. You just take the rest of the week off. And for me, I rarely do that. I mean, I enjoy trading, you know, but I'm also, you know, here to kind of lead the way with you guys and to be your guide of the market. So if I take days off, you know, I feel a little bit bad about that. You guys have an expectation that I'm going to be here for the most part every day. So, you know, I didn't have anything planned for this week. And so I, you know, felt like, yeah, I'll just do my thing and trade. So I'm here, but the reality is a lot of traders aren't. And you look at the numbers in the chat room and there's not as many people logged in. And that's just a reflection of the overall market. So what that means is that you have less participants in the market. That means less traders who are going to be buying breakouts. Less buyers means less volume. Less volume means smaller breakouts, maybe more false breakouts. And that's when things start to get choppy. So holiday trading can be, you know, it can be fairly slow. Today ended up being okay, with the exception of FRD, I suppose. But I just wasn't sure what to expect. So anyways, you know, ended up being a decent day, but I think tomorrow I'll still try to take it a little bit easy, try to finish up the week strong. Still the first week of the month, I'm up $11,000, which is my exceeds my $10,000 weekly goal. So I'm happy with that. Anything I make tomorrow is icing on the cake, you know, and the momentum is still strong. As of right now, I guess since my last cold streak, I've made about $55,000. It was 52 as of Monday, and then I lost $3,000, so it was 49. So plus 7 today is 56,000. So about $56,000 of profit in the last 3 weeks on this hot streak. And, you know, I'm just going to keep the pedal to the metal as much as I can. Of course, mindful of the weekend here. But if we come out of this weekend, this holiday week, and next Monday, Tuesday are still strong, I'm going to keep trying to be aggressive and try to make as much as I can during this window. That's what you have to do. You have to think of these hot periods as windows where you just try to capitalize as much as you can, because, you know, things will slow down. you guys who watch The Deadliest Catch, you know, I'm a big fan of the show. And it's kind of like right now, it's like, you know, let's say you're hunting or you're trying to catch king crab. So you've got a window where that fishery is open. I mean, it's literally a window. You can legally start fishing on this day and this time, and you have to stop on this day and this time. So that's a window. And within that window, you want to get out there as early as you can and catch as much as you can and then come back and you're done. Now, for those fishermen, they have a quota, right? So once they hit their quota, they're done and that's it. And they want to catch their quota in the least amount of time possible, so they spend the least amount of money on fuel and, you know, all that stuff. Now, for us, there's no quota. So when the market's hot and we have this window that's open, we just got to dig deep and be out there trying to do as many trades as we can, trying to make as much money as we can, because when things slow down, you might have 3 weeks where you're just going to be sitting on your hands waiting for the next hot streak to open up. So, you know, that's kind of the ebb and the flow that we see in this market. It's not seasonal, it's cyclical. And last June was not great for me, but this June was good, and July hopefully will continue to be good. I've already got a good cushion, so now it's just about kind of keeping my pace, staying on track, and capturing the profit when I see the opportunity. All right, so anyways, that's about it for me today. We'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning, 9:15 for pre-market analysis. Again, I encourage you guys watching on YouTube, watching on Facebook. If you have questions, leave them below. I'll come back through and answer them later. And if you're thinking about joining Warrior Trading, becoming part of the family, we'd love to have you. You can join 30% off this week here to celebrate 4th of July, freedom and independence, the two big values that made me want to trade. So we'd love to have you guys part of the family, and I hope to see you in the chat room. All right, so that's it for me, and I'll see you all back here first thing tomorrow morning. All right, I'll see you all in the morning.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Well, I was just working on the dream board for my next home run trade. Hopefully it comes soon. Until then, make sure you subscribe to get email alerts anytime I go live or upload new videos. Until then, happy surfing.